Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about creatures that come to your attention when they die in unusual ways. So this is a podcast where I'll cover a few incidents which should titillate you or get your curiosity up, partly because it's sometimes interesting to hear about other countries and what happens along here. So we had to actually bear sort of ferocious Sydney winter. It's now absolutely sunny at the moment, but a ferocious Sydney winter, and our reverse cycle air conditioning just wouldn't go. It wouldn't kickstart the condensers or whatever it is to do the compressor. Wouldn't start on the outside, and it would just sit there not doing anything. And so we tried all the various things to get going, but no, it really wouldn't work. And so eventually we called in the local air conditioning people, firm from Emu Plains, and they sent up their person who whipped open the external compressor. So it's split cycle, so inside you've got the heating and cooling, outside you've got the cooling and heating. It's a reverse cycle. So it depends what's going on. There's a fan, an air conditioner, the sort of the grunt and the noise of it's outside your house, and you get just a fairly quiet, low-line thing, just juicing heat into your house, or cooling your stuff, and the water condenses as it cools, and you get cool, dry air. Probably not warm, moist air, but you get cool, dry air in summer. But our one wasn't working. And so what had happened is he lifted up the circuit board, and inside were just hundreds of caterpillars. They had there's these grey caterpillars, very easy to recognise because they infest all sorts of things. You open up a chair to go out and sit down and watch a sporting event, there's heaps of them there. And these had also sort of made their way into this area in their hundreds. And one unfortunate caterpillar, they were still alive, not too happy and not too active. I think they become more active in the hot weather. They were just sitting there, and one had actually crawled across a section of the circuit and actually had fried the actual circuit. So I explained across, and I said, "Oh, do you know that they're processional caterpillars?" And these particular caterpillars are a pretty amazing one. That doesn't correspond to the silk bag caterpillar, which is sort of a famous processional caterpillar known in Australia. So you can be walking along and you can see, walking along, look up a tree and you can see this writhing bag of silk bag, a web bag of caterpillars. So what happens is that all the caterpillars go into one area and build an entire huge communal cocoon. And this bag is this big clump of caterpillars. So yeah, you can knock it down, there's caterpillars everywhere. And this wasn't this, it's sort of related species, but I think it's different. I should take it off to the museum and ask what it is. But this picked one, I can actually see the tree at the corner of my property from here. And this tree looked different one day, and because it was, rather than brown, it was a darker black, and it seemed sort of a bit furry. You go up to it, and the entire tree, from the ground up to about 3 metres up, was one seething mass of caterpillars. And the neighbours said, "Oh, look, that's not too good, a seething mass of caterpillars." And then what happened is that I came out a few days later and it had gone. And what had happened is that the school next to us is doing some dancing, so I hope this doesn't come across. They formed a line of caterpillars, and in a line went to this person's front door and went inside and went into their pantry. This entire line went up into the pantry, and there was a gasp. But later, after this happened, they formed a line proceeding with head to tail, proceeded as a procession out into another place as this huge mass of caterpillars. called processional caterpillars, and there's some pictures of it, but it is a phenomenon to see. So occasionally you'll be walking along and you'll just see caterpillars head to toe, head to tail, just in a procession. They just move this large communal group, these caterpillars. And one of the things to get used to is insect communities. So it used to be a community of, funnel-web spiders at the back of the pool. Somehow we've cleared up the rubble at the back there, and they no longer exist there. But some place there used to be a big nest of them. And so all of these insects operate as these big communities, especially these caterpillars. And it's some other moth that they go to, some sort of pretty ugly, fat-looking moth. Some of the moths in Australia are these huge migratory moths, and they sort of go and fly above the MCG. It's quite spectacular to see. I think during the Australian Open, if you look up, you can see these bogon moths which come down from the Australian mountains and fly in huge numbers. So this is it. And so it's known that you get these outbreaks, things. This is the first time this person's seen processional caterpillars going into an air conditioning system. It's usually cockroaches. For some reason, cockroaches will decide on a particular piece of equipment and just go for it. So there's a lot of things happening there. This big person said, I talked to him and I said, oh, I could show you it. Yep. Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. And he stopped and he said, look, a friend of mine, I haven't seen it, a friend of mine, he sort of described a few things where he had to actually get a rat, various rats out from systems. So they'll chew their way into an air conditioning system and fry themselves and sometimes explode. So there's a fair capacitor build-up to start your inverter, digital inverter. And, he's a young person that he didn't know about all the, all the sort of technology about shaping your load and stuff like that. It was all taken for granted with him. But going back to him, there's these rats which go in and explode. And this is their little paws either side, and their innards blow out the outside. And so it's a really awful thing to actually come in and actually scrape out a system and clean out the boards and replace the boards and stuff like that to go across. And so this is sort of like the, I think in terms of the Australian economy, the number of boards which get exploded by possums and various insects going in, working their way in, is quite amazing. But he did say to me, he sort of came back, he said, I don't know, but my friend has seen something called a rat king. And he then described it. He said, it's a mythical type of thing. It's where it looks like a giant rat, but indeed it's actually lots and lots of rats stuck together and their tails stick together. It's a mythical thing. And what it looks as though is that they have a certain sickness and some sort of bug gets them, and they poo, and the feces is a sticky thing, and it sticks their tails together, and their tails get knotted together, and there's a rat king. And so I thought, well, that's an amazing thing. And I suppose now it's something that his friend has seen. His friend's told him, he's told me, and I've told anyone who will listen in the podcast community. And if you do type Rat King into the internet, Wikipedia will show you these pictures of, it's said mythical, but then there's these preserved group of bodies of rats in various German towns, and they have variously, or 8, or 16, or 32, I suppose it's a 2 to the N, number of rats, and their tails all appear to be stuck together. So this thing must happen somehow, that these rats get stuck together in this fascinating way. That's one of those things, I suppose, that you think of in terms of unusual bits of information which you don't talk about with a lot of people, like in various Welcome to Australia, come and see our processional caterpillars, these big mound of caterpillars which appear and travel inside and go for air, and they don't necessarily eat any food. This is the other crazy thing. Or occasionally you'll just suddenly have an outbreak of caterpillars enter your house, and they'll be there at random, what's going on. So there must be a thing to it. And of course there's these insect and insect wars and creature wars which occur all over the place. So in Australia there's this the bell bird, which goes pew pew like this, and it's sort of the typical soundtrack of Australian. But these bell birds, I don't know, they have a relationship with a parasitic gum disease. It's not of your gum, but of gum trees. And what happens is they tend to eat the insect predator. They eat one level above the food chain. They love eating this particular insect, which does the gum trees a great service. So what happens is that in the when these bell birds come in, they drive out all the other birds, because they're quite aggressive, and you've got this beautiful sound, and it's sort of a sound you associate with moisture and creeks and water and stuff like that. But all the trees around the area begin to die because they eat the top of the food chain. So there's all these things which are happening that you don't see, and you occasionally just see these processions. So it used to be there was a procession until the ant man's got too big. They actually were wrecking our decking. But it used to be in the evening we had this beautiful procession of ants, these very large sugar ants, which would go up and harvest the mites in the local gum trees. We've got a local gum tree at the back, and they just go in a huge procession. Like, I would say tens of thousands of ants would just walk along. Quite nice ants. You could actually pick them up. They weren't biting ants at all. They were actually quite tame ants. You could pick them up, pat them, and put them back down again. And so there's all these different aspects to them. And so in this episode, we've covered processional caterpillars. Again, look that up on the internet. And we've also covered the Rat King, which was supposedly something which only existed in Germany, but it's sort of written up. So the last one was seen in 1950 something or other. So this person, the age of mobile phones, I'm sure it'll be photographed a bit more. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.